Dragon Blood by Patricia Briggs. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read to you by Joe Manganiello.
It takes many years of hard work and dedication to produce a competent torturer. Young men just don't want to take the time to learn the craft. Loth of Edelbreck, Royal Torturer. Chapter 1. Tassala in Estian.
"It's just like skinning a rabbit,"
the old man said to his grandson. There was strength in his grip that belied the age on his face as his sharp knife removed another sliver of flesh from Tassala's finger.
"I've never skinned a rabbit alive."
The boy looked ill, like a newly blooded recruit, thought Tassala. The old man lost all patience with him.
"Don't be an idiot. Now pay attention."
The next move of the knife forced Tassala's attention back to her body. Eventually, she would tell the old man what he wanted to know, but if she could wait long enough, they could trust none of what she said. But she'd only been there something under 2 days, and already her body ached and her mind flinched away from what had been done to her.
"What do you know about Alizon's rabble, little girl? Tell me, and I can quit hurting you,"
he crooned as his knife worked its magic.
"I don't like hurting little girls, but you are hiding something our king needs to know. A brother shouldn't try to hurt his own kin. What Alizon is doing is wrong, and you know it. All you need to do is tell me who's helping him, and I can stop."
She didn't fear death, not even death by torture. Death was a constant companion in the battlefield, as often a friend as an enemy. Betrayal, though, betrayal was truly frightening. Best she dies fast.